praise God. He called us all donkeys this morning. Little did you know that that is a plank in our church profile. We teach that God uses donkeys. And if you feel so badly about yourself that you don't have any self-esteem at all, don't worry. God uses donkeys. And if you are arrogant and vain and so full of yourself that you think you're the greatest thing in the house of God, don't worry. God uses donkeys. That's exactly right. I love Brother Mark Drost and Sister Evie. I just appreciate their diligence and their ministry for years and years over on the other side of the border. And these guys were pastoring churches when they were like 15 years old. And they were, we're talking about it today. They would come home and argue about whose church was biggest. 16-year-old boys pastoring churches. But they've become outrageous men of God. And I appreciate his spirit and his attitude and his faithfulness. And we are blessed to have him in the house tonight. And if you'd stand together, I want you to extend your hand toward him and pray for his life, his family, and that the Holy Ghost would speak to us through this vessel tonight. And that God would have his way in this house. Brother Dross, we love you. We appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Clap your hands to the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. You may be seated in the presence of Almighty God. Thank you, Pastor. It's always a joy to be able to come and be in this place. And you folks always make me feel very comfortable, make me feel at home. Amen. When I get to the hotel, they always give me a nice room and a nice big basket. My God, have mercy. It's a challenge. An absolute challenge, because I don't know what I'm going to eat first. And it's a battle. I almost have to say, okay, Lord, guide me on this one. Amen. And usually what I do is I try to be good. So I'll grab the things that I think might bring more damage to the body, and I throw it in the suitcase to take it back home. But I don't know why, but I find myself digging into the suitcase and bringing it back out. Praise God. But it is always such a joy and a delight to be able to be here. And I enjoy the fellowship. I enjoy the services, the move of God, the presence of the Lord. I wish this church was all over the place. Amen. I sincerely say that. I wish this church was all over the place, because there's too many people that just play church. And you don't come and play church. You come and have church. Hallelujah. Praise God. And it's been a joy to be here. Amen. God has blessed me over the years to be able to see countless of people be filled with the baptism of the Holy Ghost. It has been an honor, a privilege. Every time I see somebody filled with the Holy Ghost, it blesses me on the inside. And just this past year of 2016, It was probably the highest record of people being filled with the Holy Ghost that I've seen up to this point in 1 year. This year, the past 2016, in the different areas that we were at, the different crusades, God filled over 14,000 people with the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. 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 Somebody ought to rejoice over that. In the name of Jesus, God is good. If anybody thinks that God is not in the business of filling people with the Holy Ghost, he sure is. He's still doing it. Amen. He's still doing it. But the latter part of the year of 2016, I had the opportunity in two weekends back to back where I was in three different crusades. And crusades, so that you understand a little better, are a complete focus towards souls. Amen. It's not pushing some kind of agenda. It is just focusing on people being healed and people getting the baptism of the Holy Ghost, and there be baptisms in the name of Jesus. And so the latter part of 2016, I had the joy and the privilege, the honor, to be able to see three crusades back to back. The first crusade was in Mexico City. We had well over 5,000 people that were there in attendance. And in that crusade, God was doing the miraculous. There was healings. There was miracles that happened in that place. And close to 400, if anything, it was a little bit over 400 people were filled with the baptism of the Holy Ghost in that city. Hallelujah. Praise God for that. And then I went to Argentina, and I was in Argentina. And in Argentina, God began to move in a tremendous way. There were physical miracles that happened in that place, obvious miracles. One of the miracles that happened was a little girl that she had not been able to walk ever since she was born. She was already 4 years old and she could not walk. Her mechanism was all messed up. And they brought her up to the platform. We began to pray for this little child. And in just a matter of minutes, the girl sat up. She couldn't have strength before to be able to just sit up on her own. But she not only sat up, she got up. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. To God be the glory. Not only did she get up, but she began to walk. Amen. And at first, we were just kind of holding her hands because this was the first time that she was literally walking on her own. And she began to walk. And before we knew it, we let go of her hands. And she went from walking to running to skipping and jumping. Hallelujah. God is still in the miracle working business. Can I get a witness in the house of the Lord? Glory to God. In the middle of that, there was a lady that was completely blind, and God healed her of her blindness. She opened her eyes, and God restored vision to her that she began to holler. She started calling things out, what she was seeing in the building. She pointed. She said, "I even see that bird." And everybody was like, "What bird?" Amen. And there was a dove flying around in the atmosphere. Sphere. Praise God. To God be the glory. I said, to God be the glory. Hallelujah. And it so happened that as I was giving instructions, there was a bunch of kids that they were around the altar, and I wasn't paying attention. And as I was giving instructions for the people to get the Holy Ghost, I stepped back and stepped on a little kid's finger, broke the finger. In that moment, he lifts up his hand and he's screaming, and his finger is literally twisted over. Broken. And I'm like, "Oh God, amen. We can't be breaking things, amen." And so we reached over and grabbed his hand and said, "By the authority of the name of Jesus, healing now in Jesus' name. In that moment, that finger that was twisted came back into position. God healed him instantly in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, somebody ought to rejoice over that. I said somebody ought to rejoice over that. Because if God did that there, God can do that here. Glory to God. Does anybody believe that in this place? And in Argentina, we had over 200 people that were filled with the baptism of the Holy Ghost in that crusade. Amen. Somebody say praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Say God is doing it again. So then I had the blessing and the honor to be able to go to the country of Nicaragua. Nicaragua is a country that has been under oppression for many years. Many years the government has oppressed the people. And they go through different stages. And the place that we were having the crusade, I honestly did not expect for there to be a great amount of people to show up because it was not a public venue. It was literally the property of the Bible school there in Nicaragua, about a 7-acre property. And they said, we are going to have well over 9,000 people. And I'm thinking to myself, the place is not known. The venue is not known. It's kind of out on the outskirts of the city. And I even had to deal with God about my unbelief. Hallelujah. But I said, well, we'll work with whatever's there. Hallelujah. And so the first night I spoke with the president of the work there, and the president, I asked him, I said, Brother Garcia, what do you expect for us to have on the first night? And he said, I expect that on the first night we will have over 3,000. He said, on the second night we will have over 6,000. And he said, on the last night, which would be Sunday night, he said, I'm expecting for us to have over 10,000 people in this place. Hallelujah. Well, that night before the crusade, we arrived the night before, and the night before the crusade, I was already resting. I was already asleep. And in the middle of my sleep, I began to have a dream that I was being thrown around. I was being tossed around and thrown around. And I woke up. And when I woke up, I was literally hovering over my bed. I was hovering. There was a spirit that had come into my room and had lifted me off of my bed. And I said, I bind you in the name of Jesus. And I command you to leave me alone now in Jesus' name. And I fell instantly onto the bed. I know what the enemy wanted to do. The enemy wanted to bring me over the floor and toss me onto the floor to be able to hurt me before the crusade. But God is powerful. The devil is a liar. I said the devil is a liar. My God, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. It don't matter what the enemy has planned. If it goes against the plan of God, it will not prosper in the name of Jesus. Somebody ought to give a shout unto God. Glory to God. Glory, glory, glory. Iraboshandaya. And so I began to pray in the spirit, and that spirit ended up leaving the room. Hallelujah. And my leg was literally sore because of the place that it had gripped me. It was holding me. And I went back to sleep. Amen. I'll tell you something. In times before, when I heard of people going through experiences like that, I always thought in myself, oh, my Lord, that would be so freaky to go through. But I'll be honest with you, I was mad when that happened. Glory to God. You got to get mad in your spirit every once in a while. Let the devil know I'm tired of you messing with me and trying to get in my brain and trying to get in my mind and trying to upset my spirit. You got to take control and authority over it in the name of Jesus. Somebody give a shout of praise in the house of the Lord. Oh Lord, I feel apostolic authority in this place right now. I don't know who you are that the devil's been messing with your home, but you need to get back home, open up your door, and say, devil, I give you 5 seconds to get out of my house. Oh Lord, I feel the Holy Ghost in this place. Can somebody give a shout of praise right now? Oh Lord, I wish I had somebody that could serve the devil a notice right now. Let him know, get off my kids, get off my finances, get off my, somebody give a shout of war. Somebody needs to determine in their life, this means war. I ain't gonna lay down anymore. I'm not gonna take it in the back seat. I'm gonna rise up with authority, with power. Put the devil in his. Oh Lord, I feel a violent spirit rising up in this place. I feel a fighting spirit rising up in this place. Some mama ought to fight for her kids. No, Rabbo Shataya. Uriata Rabashandaya. Clap your hands to the Lord and give God the praise. And so
the following day on Friday, we got ready, and it was interesting because they took us to a volcano. Hallelujah. And it was an open volcano, and we were able to see the literal lava burning down there. And I just felt the Lord say, I'm going to release fire in this crusade. Hallelujah. So we showed up the first night, and sure enough, just like the president of the work had declared it, there was approximately 3,000 people that showed up to that place, and the glory of God moved. There was a team of brethren from the United States that had gone, and they asked me, they said, Brother Dross, do you believe that there will be physical miracles happen in this crusade? I said, without a doubt, there will be physical miracles happen. Hallelujah. Because wherever the presence of God is, there is liberty. Glory to God. And so the first night we had an outpouring of the Holy Ghost, and the first night there was a little over 300 people that were filled with the Holy Ghost the first night. But there was no physical healings that happened that first night. And so I consulted with the Lord. I said, Lord, I thought it was going to start tonight. And it had not started that night. Then we went the second night. And when we went the second night, hallelujah, all of a sudden God just began to move. And that second night, we had over 700 that were filled with the baptism of the Holy Ghost that night.
There was over 6,000 people in attendance in that crusade that night, that Saturday night. And I said, Lord, we're about to end this, and we do not have a physical miracle yet. Hallelujah. When I said that, all of a sudden, a woman over here began to jump and shout and dance, and the people went ballistic, just went crazy. And I didn't know what was going on, but this lady had come to church completely paralyzed, but God healed her in that moment. She began to jump and shout and give God the praise. Can somebody rejoice over that? Now, I got excited. I got excited because when God heals one. Oh, I don't think you heard me. I said when God heals one, he can heal them all. You ought to rejoice when you hear that somebody got a healing, because that means yours is on its way. I said yours is on its way. I declare tonight there is going to be healing be released in the atmosphere in the name of Jesus. How many believe it in this place?
Clap your hands to the Lord. Hallelujah. So then we came to the third night, and God moved in a tremendous way. We had in the third night over 10,000 people. In fact, we couldn't even really justfully count the amount of people, because everybody was standing in that place. It was amazing. And I want to share a little clip of the third night, if you will pay attention to the screen. Hallelujah.
Can somebody give a shout of praise? Somebody give a shout of praise. The total in that crusade was 2,396 filled with the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Oh, God, have mercy. In two weekends, I saw over 3,000 filled with the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Living an Acts 2 experience in 2016. Let me tell you, there is revival. I said there is revival. That night we had over 7 people walk out of wheelchairs. We had people's eyes be open. God just doing miracles all over the place. It was just, it was amazing what God was doing. I did not even pray for one soul. I did not even lay my hand on one soul to get healed, because I knew that God was going to do it through the people. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Sometimes you got to kind of just step back and let God do something through the people so that they believe that God can do it through them, and from there be able to take revival all over the country in the name of Jesus. My God, I feel like something's about to pop in the atmosphere tonight. I feel revival in the atmosphere. I feel the glory of God in this place. Somebody clap your hands to the Lord. So the following day, I get on the plane, and I'm excited, but I'm also kind of disturbed in my spirit, because most of my evangelistic efforts are in the United States. And I said, God, how is it that we report these things on the foreign field, and there's not that many things being reported in the United States of America? And I began to ask God. I said, Lord, I want to know what it is. What is it that these people had in this foreign field that we are lacking in America? And I'll be honest with you. For years, that the reason why they have the results they have on the foreign field, and in America we do not have those same results, is because they have a greater amount of faith and we don't have that much faith. But God got after me. Amen. Because the Lord pointed something out to me, and that is, there is not a degree of faith. Amen. When the Bible talks about faith, it talks about faith. It doesn't say you're at the first level, second level, third level, fourth level of faith. It just says, if you have faith, hallelujah, if you believe, to him that believeth, all things are possible. Amen. It is simple. In fact, in this place, people have faith. Hallelujah. There's faith in this place. Is there anybody that has faith in this place? Glory to God. To say that the American church does not have faith is to discredit the faith they do have, because it's not, God does not move on a great amount of faith. He moves on faith, period. Amen. Say, I got faith. Hallelujah. Faith will move heaven. I said, faith will move heaven. Does anybody got faith in this place right now? In fact, when the man came and the Lord asked him, he said, do you believe? And the man said, Lord, I believe, but help thou my unbelief. I want you to notice something. Jesus did not even bat an eye on his unbelief, because belief is more powerful than unbelief. 1 ounce of faith is more powerful than 1,000 tons of doubt. Do you believe in this place? Somebody shout, I believe. It's enough. Oh, I don't think you got it. Shout, I believe. It's enough.
Oh, Lord, I feel miracles in the house. I said, I feel miracles in the house. Somebody that believes ought to give a shout unto God. In fact, you ought to shout unto God for your miracle before you even get it. You ought to shout on credit. You ought to shout on faith. You ought to, oh Lord, you ought to give God the praise. I know it's on its way. I believe. Does anybody believe in this place tonight? Somebody give a shout unto God.
So I was in the plane. I was in the plane. I was up there flying and in the plane, and I'm asking God. I like to ask God questions. Amen. Not why me. Praise God. Because some folks, that's the question they ask. Why me, Lord? Why not you? Praise God. Why not me? Amen. Why me is not, that's an empty question. Don't ask why me. Say, Lord, what do I need to learn through this? Hallelujah. What do I need to learn through this? Amen. Because if God puts you in something, God's got the power to get you out of it. So don't ever ask why me. Just trust that God's got your back in the... Oh, my God, I feel the glory of the Lord in this place. Hallelujah. I said I feel the glory of the Lord in this place. Hallelujah. And so I began to ask. I said, God, what is it? What is it? What is it? What is it? What is it, God? I'm even there. I'm having myself the Holy Ghost. I don't care who's around me. I don't care. I don't care if it's some diplomat that's next to me on the plane. When the Holy Ghost starts dealing with me, I'm going to go ahead and speak in tongues and have myself a little Holy Ghost fit in the plane. And if they ask, then it's my opportunity to let them know what's brewing on the inside. You never know. They might get the Holy Ghost and God might do something in that place. Don't you ever shut your mouth and be quiet when the Holy Ghost is all over you. My God. And so I said, Lord, what is it? What is it? What is it? And the Lord spoke to me in such a strong way. And it was a thundering. It was like God thundered in that place, in that airplane. And he spoke one word to me. And he said, hunger. hunger. Here I had always thought it was faith, but it's hunger. There was over 10,000 people there, and there was only 8 porta potties. Nobody complaining. Lines like you have no idea. Nobody complaining. Because when you're hungry, it don't matter if the place is comfortable. It don't matter if the sound sounds good or if the lighting is right or if the music is just right. When you're hungry, it don't matter who's preaching. Hunger. Hunger will drive you crazy. If you've ever been hungry in your body, your mind, the only thing it can think about is to eat. I gotta eat. Hunger will make you feel uncomfortable until you eat. It will cause you to get in a different mood. It will cause your focus to even get off and your senses to be off even in your body because you're hungry. Your body demands for food.
food. But in reality, hunger is a gift, because it's your body letting you know you need to eat. You need to feed me. If you don't feed me, there will be some complications, because hunger will affect your eyesight. It will even affect your heart. It will even affect your joints in your body. And if you do not feed your body, eventually your body will break down and you will die. But hunger will push you to find something to eat. You don't even care if it's burnt or not, if it has a one sauce on it, if it's perfectly cooked. No, when you're hungry, you'll eat whatever you can get your hands on. My God, can I get a witness in the house of the... Can I get a witness in the house of the Lord? Hunger, hunger, hunger. Hunger, hunger will drive you up a wall. It will cause you to go absolutely crazy. But Jesus says, blessed are ye that hunger, for ye shall be filled. Oh God. He calls hunger a blessing, because hunger will cause you to go beyond just a Sunday service, to go beyond just a Sunday touch and a Sunday morning touch and a Sunday night touch. Hunger will cause you to want to seek him on Monday, and will cause you to want to seek him on Tuesday, and will cause you to want to seek him on Wednesday. Hunger will cause you to get on your knees and cry out to God, and you get up and you're still a little hungry, and you're saying, I need a little more of his presence. So you get back on your knees. Hunger will make you desperate for the next service, where you're even antsy and you're even all like shaking on the inside, was saying, I can't wait to get to the next service. It is a blessing to have hunger. And I declare by the power of the name of Jesus, there is a hunger that God is bringing upon the land. Oh, Lord, there is a hunger that God is bringing upon the land. And I declare our greatest years of revival are ahead of us in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, I prophesy to this church in Jesus' name. You have tapped into the supernatural, and the glory of God is going to manifest itself in greater ways than what you've ever seen before. Somebody ought to shout unto God.
In the name of Jesus, I see the balconies full.
I said, I see the balconies full. I see the whole sanctuary saturated. I see it full in the name of Jesus. I declare this building will not be able to contain the revival that God is loosening even now in the name of Jesus. Somebody ought to give a shout unto God.
Somebody shout, I'm hungry. Shout, I'm hungry.
When you're hungry, you even put your agenda to one side. When you're hungry, it don't matter what's going on. Everything you are wants the presence of God to be manifested. When you're hungry, you don't care if your tie is in the right place, if your suit is placed in the right place. When you're hungry, all you want is a move of the supernatural. Is there anybody in this place that's hungry for the supernatural? My God, I don't hear you. I don't hear you. You ought to lift up your voice right now. You ought to lift up Orobosaya. Ikarabosanda Yarabakataya. I feel the glory of the Lord in this place. Somebody give a shout unto God. Give a shout unto God. In the name of Jesus. Oh God, I feel the Holy God. I wish some hungry folk would cry out to God right now. I wish some hungry folk would cry out to God right now. Iriando robo shanda rabakata ya rabashaya. Ika rabataria rabataria rabashaya. I feel a glory in this place. Oh, I feel a glory in this place. There is a hunger. There is a hunger in this place. Hallelujah. If you want God to just bring a hunger that cannot be shaken off your life, you ought to step out of your pew right now. You ought to run up to this place and let God bring a hunger into your life. I wish some folks would just cry out to God right now. God, I'm not worried about my agenda. I'm not worried about my schedule. I'm not worried about my stuff and my desires and my wishes and my dreams. I just hunger for the supernatural. I just hunger for a move of your glory, for a move of your spirit. I wish somebody could cry out to God right now. I wish somebody could cry out. Somebody needs to lift up their voice. Let it be a yearning in the spirit. Let it be a groaning in the spirit. Let it be something that is stirred up on the inside. I can't sleep if I can't see a soul saved. I can't sleep until I see revival break loose. There needs to be a moaning in the spirit. There needs to be a stirring in the spirit. Yes, 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 yes. Somebody needs to get out from themselves and get hungry with God. Get hungry. Somebody get hungry. Let there be a moaning from your spirit. Let it come from within. Come on now, let it come from within. Tiene que haber hambre en este lugar. Tiene que haber hambre. There's got to be a hunger that just comes from within. Yes, yes, yes. Hallelujah. I don't know who you are, but there's somebody in this place that you've got a scream all shut up inside of you. I feel in the Holy Ghost that that scream will go beyond these four walls. It is a scream that will move the supernatural. Somebody needs to lift up their voice right now. Hirabos, oh my God, it's piercing in the atmosphere. It's piercing in the atmosphere. In the name of Jesus. Oh, we're working into the supernatural right now. We're going into the supernatural right now. My God, my God, my God, the glory is here. The glory is here. The glory is here. The glory is here. The Lord is responding to this hunger. There is hunger in this place. There is hunger. Your hunger is touching the kingdom of God right now. Your cry is touching the kingdom of God right now. Your cry is touching the kingdom of God right now. Your hunger is touching the kingdom of God right now. I feel the supernatural being unleashed in this place, being loosened in this place. Yes, 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 yes. Now, in the name of Jesus, touch. Yes, 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 Arabo Yarabashaya. Uyanda rabakataria la boshanda rabakataya. Shanda rabakataya la bashandaya. Iando roboshia rabakataria la bashaya la botaya. God places some men as priests. God places men as kings. Priests attend to the I declare unto you, God is called to be a king.
In the name of Jesus. Sandaraba Kataria la Bosaya la Bakataya la Basaya. Wandarabasaya. Hallelujah. 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 Go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead. You're going to another level right now. You're going to another level. There are people stepping into a new dimension in their life right now. Go ahead. Go, 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 go in the name of Jesus. Go in the name of Jesus. Step into that new level. Step into that new level. Karabataria rabashada ya rabakataya. My. Oh God, oh God. Irianda rabakataya labashanda yarabakataya. There's a cry in this place. There's a cry. There's a cry. There's hunger in this place. Sanda rabakataya. Haraboshaya. If you are sick in your body, I want you to get up here as fast as you can. If you are sick in your body, I feel the Holy Ghost. I feel healing virtue right now. If you are sick in your body, get up here as fast as you can. In the name of Jesus, there is healing virtue in this place right now. There is healing virtue. There is miracles about to release in this place. In the name of Jesus, if you came to church and you got physical pain in your body, that pain is going to leave your body instantly in the name of Jesus. Somebody's been having a heart issue, a heart problem. Your heart problem will be healed by the power of the name of Jesus. If you need healing right now in your body, I want you to lift up your hand as high as you can. If you see somebody with their hand lifted around you that needs healing, I want you to pray for them. I need a little bit more volume on this mic. In the name of Jesus, I am going to release this word of faith in this place right now. And healing virtue is going to flow in this house. Miracles are about to be released. Pain is coming out of your body in the name of Jesus. Right now, by the authority of the word of God and by the power of the name of Jesus, I command you, be healed in Jesus' name. Now, now, receive your healing now. Touch, touch, Robosa. In the name of Jesus, touch Urobosada Rabakataya. Now, in Jesus' name, healing virtue flowing, healing virtue flow. Now, in Jesus' name, Hirobosadaya. Now, in the name of Jesus. Touch.
Ikoroboshandaya now. Iaraboshaya. Ikorobotoriolobosaya. In the name of Jesus. Somebody has a hormone imbalance in their body, a chemical imbalance in their body. By the power of the name of Jesus, I declare that it balances out within your body. Restoration to your body now, in Jesus' name. I command pain to leave your body, joint pain to leave your body, nerve pain to leave your body, muscle pain to leave your body, migraine headaches gone, 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 gone. By the power of the name of Jesus, I command arthritis to leave in Jesus' name. My God, somebody got to lift up a praise in this place. Somebody got to lift up a praise.
Begin ministering one to another right now in the name of Jesus. Minister, minister, minister one to another right now in the name of Jesus. There is prophetic word released in the atmosphere. Haraboshaya rakataya. Open up your mouth and prophesy. Prophesy to your situation. Prophesy to your neighbor right now in the name of Jesus. The glory of the Lord is in this place. The glory of the Lord is in this place. Ah, Iando Robo Shaya Rakataya.
In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Can you just slip your hands up? Just. We bless you, Lord. We bless you. We bless you. We bless you, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I don't do what I'm about to do. I don't do this. I just feel that the Holy Ghost has just been, it's been a resounding sound in my mind, and that is that we need to seal what we feel right now. We need to seal this with a sacrifice. With a sacrifice. And I feel that God has released so many things in the atmosphere. It started this morning. God began to release things in this church this morning that went beyond these four walls. Went beyond these four walls. God was just moving in the spirit. But there are things that has happened tonight that time will tell what has happened tonight in this place in the name of Jesus. And I just felt like we need to seal what we feel in this place with a sacrifice. You know what is a sacrifice for you. You know what an offering of sacrifice is for you. Amen. So I want to encourage you, if you can, amen, all over this place, whatever that sacrifice is, if you will grab that and you will come and just throw it at this altar, amen, in the name of Jesus. I feel the glory of the Lord in this place. Does anybody feel the glory of the Lord in this place? Amen. Hallelujah. I know some folks they can't give an offering unless there's music. We don't need music. We already have the sound of heaven in this place. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you will come, I feel in the name of Jesus, Father, your people are about to seal what we feel in this place with a sacrifice. Lord, I am believing that you are going to open people's finances. Because this church, God, is going to participate to spread the gospel all over the world. There will be crusades that will be involved in, God, and you're going to bless them. And God, I declare that there will be businesses that will be open, that there will be contracts, God, that will be approved, and that there will be financial increase that will come upon your people in the name of Jesus. Even now, Lord, I pray that you will deposit in the mind of each individual what it is that you ask of them to sacrifice tonight in the name of Jesus. If you'll just start coming, hallelujah, and just throw your sacrifice in the altar in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. All over this place. Amen. In the name of Jesus. If you say I didn't bring cash, amen. I don't know if there's a way to accept cards, amen, or not, amen. But if you say I'm gonna give an offering, I'm gonna bring it next service. If you want to write a check in the name of Jesus. I feel a release in the Holy Ghost in this place. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, come worshiping as you come. Come worshiping as you come. Come worshiping as you come. Seal it in the name of Jesus.